Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusiewski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Price fields it and throws to first for the out. Mantle moves to second. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stanley. Gibbs reaches second base with a double. There goes Tresh trying to get to home. Stanley throws the ball into Oyler, who relays the ball to Price, who tags Tresh, who came all the way from first, for the out. Gibbs moves to third. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trusiski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Price settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Price. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-1 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusiski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tresh. The throw from Price and he is safe. Tresh steals second. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gibbs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stanley. Gibbs reaches second base with a double. Tresh scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Frien scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-2 in the game. Kosko takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Trusiewski takes first base on ball 4. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Oiler strikes out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Trusiewski moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into right field. Kosko picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kosko. Trusiewski scores. McAuliffe moves to second. It's Yankees, 1, Tigers, 1. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kosko. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Stanley goes all the way around to score. Northrup moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 2-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Gibbs is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-2 in the game. Cox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dick Houser pinch hits for Fritz Peterson. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Verbanek now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-2 in the game. Price hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Trusiewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-2 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-3 in the game. White strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 3, Tigers, 3. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Kosko hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Robinson now playing right field. Eddie Matthews pinch hits for Denny McLain. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verbanek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. John Warden now pitching. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. One out. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tresh scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Yankees. Joe Verbanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbanek hits a pop-up towards third. Trasuski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.